Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 23, 1805. Getting ready to leave. Yesterday, Captain Clark injured his hip when he was thrown by a horse. Captain Lewis and his men are all under the weather today, from diving headlong into a sumptuous feast provided by the Nez Perce, after days of near starvation on the trip across the mountains. No one is in very good shape, but it is time for the Corps to take leave of their Indian hosts and continue west. Captain Clark attempts the customary ceremonial bestowals, hoping for provisions in return. He writes,
"We assembled the principal men, as well as the chiefs, and by signs informed them where we came from, where bound, our wish to inculcate peace and good understanding between all the red people, etc., which appeared to satisfy them much. We then gave two other medals to other chiefs of bands, a flag to the Twisted Hair, left a flag and a handkerchief to the Grand Chief, gave a shirt to the Twisted Hair, and a knife and a handkerchief with a small piece of tobacco to each. Finding that those people gave no provisions, today we determined to purchase with our small articles of merchandise. Accordingly, we purchased all we could, such as roots, dried, in bread, and in their raw state, berries of red haws, and fish, and in the evening set out and proceeded on to the second village 2 miles distant, where we also purchased a few articles, all amounting to as much as our weak horses could carry to the river. Captain Lewis and two men very sick this evening, my hip very painful. The men trade a few old tin canisters for dressed elk skin to make themselves shirts. At dark, a hard wind from the southwest accompanied with rain, which lasted half an hour. The Twisted Hair invited Captain Lewis and myself to his lodge, which was nothing more than pine bushes and bark, and gave us some broiled, dried salmon to eat. Great numbers about us all night at this village. The women were busily employed in gathering and drying the pachecot root, of which they had great quantities dug in piles. Captain William Clark, September 23, 1805.
The second village mentioned is the one where Clark and his six hunters stayed when they arrived here on September 20. Both of these villages are near present-day Weip, Idaho. Monday, building canoes.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.